Helping Hand. It's a weekly feature we do every Friday afternoon on HPR. We put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that helps out folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about the SPIN Network, Special Parent Information Network. And according to their website, spinhawaii.org, they're a parent-to-parent organization in Hawaii. They provide information, support, and referral to parents of children and young adults with disabilities and to professionals who serve them. We're privileged today to learn about their valiant efforts on behalf of the disabled, and we have our very special guest in the studio with us, coordinator at the SPIN Network, Susan Rocco. Aloha and mahalo, Susan. Thank you so much for what you do and for coming down here.
Aloha, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
Talk about what the organization is and ways that it could be helpful.
We're actually an organization that's been in the community almost 30 years, and our main mission is to connect parents who have children with disabilities with resources, with forms of support, with optimism, with some good ideas. And we do that through our parent-to-parent approach and through maintaining a pretty decent database of what's out there. We're like a support group in that experience matters. And when you have a child with a disability, the first time around, it's a very unique experience. So to connect with somebody else that understands your issues, it's like a shortcut to getting to help. So unlike a lot of databases where the organization will describe itself, we kind of vet resources for families.
Like an Angie's List sort of approach.
And we believe in networking so that if we don't know exactly the answer to your question, but we know somebody that's near the answer and who's friendly to families, we will direct you to that person. And that saves the parent from frustration in calling an organization or an individual that's not helpful.
Sometimes people have an experience, a circumstance, they're inspired by something or someone to do what they do to help out folks. Is there such a drive that explains why you do this?
Well, I like to explain that my son got me my job. I have a 32-year-old son with significant disabilities. And he had just started preschool in Hawaii when I got a flyer about this brand new project called SPIN. And when I called, I just felt so grateful to talk to somebody who understood the issue that I was concerned about at the moment, which was epilepsy. And then I saw another flyer said they were looking for parent volunteers, so that's how I got involved.
Well, on that note of getting involved, we've got listeners all over the state, I'm sure, who are interested in finding out how they could volunteer, contribute in any way to help SPIN Network.
Your greatest gift right up front is word of mouth. Pass the word along to families that you know. Many of us may not jump on a phone number, but we like to have it in our pocket in case we need it. The other thing that we always like help with is that we put together an annual conference. This year it's going to be April 5th, and we hold it at the University of Hawaii Campus Center. We draw about 400 or 450 families and professionals to the conference, and we use it as a venue to share information, but also a sense of optimism, a chance for folks to network with each other. And one of the ways that we make it fun is we have giveaways and we have folks that team up to give presentations. So folks with expertise we're always interested in because they might become a speaker for one of our workshops. Folks that want to donate prizes for families, that's another option. Or we need worker bees when we get down to the campus center to actually put things together.
For an April 5th event we're talking about.
This year we're using a baseball theme. Every year we do something to make it fun. And
that's
so
cool.
We're really interested in baseball paraphernalia.
Good timing for that too.
Yes.
Other things that we could do to help?
Just be good listeners to families. And if you are out there and you need someone who will listen to you, feel free to call us or email us. We're there every day.
SPINHawaii.org. And then a main phone number is 586-8126.
And even though we are located on Oahu, we have outreach to the whole state. And to get folks to the campus center at UH Manoa, we provide airfares to families.
HawaiiPublicRadio.org. You can hear the complete interview from today. You can get all the relevant links, contact information for all of our Helping Hand guests and our Helping Hand online directory. Is there anything that I forgot to mention or that you would like to add before we wrap it up?
times change. 30 years ago, when we were picking a name for our organization, we wanted to be special parents. But I have to acknowledge that most parents who have kids with disabilities just want to be like any other family. We're in a world of inclusion now, and that's what our main goal is, having our kids blend into the world and be celebrated for who they are.
Good words. Appreciate it, Susan. Susan Rocco, coordinator at the SPIN Network, on behalf of all the folks that you help out there, thank you so much for what you do, Susan.
And mahalo to you.